Okay, Chevra, what I'd like to do with you today is Simin Shin Ayin Vav and beyond. The first halach in Shin Ayin Vav is Ein HaMenachem Im Rasha'in Liftoach Ad SheYiftach HaOvel Tchila. The din is that people are not allowed to speak until the Ovel speaks. Now, this halacha is, as we would say, honored only in the breach. No? People speak all the time before the Ovel speaks, and people also tend to say really dumb things as their Nichum Avelim. That's a problem on its own. But how can we understand this din? So if you look in the Badei HaShulchan Sufkatim Beis, he basically quotes in the Levush, that the Levush says that until the Ovel opens his mouth, we're worried that the Ovel is not in a place that he can be Mekabel Nichumen. It's entirely possible that an individual could be so distraught over the loss of their mace, so you could not be able to be Mekabel Tanchumen. And one could argue, therefore, and the Badei HaShulchan has this in Sifkatan Hay, that Bizman Hazeh, the reason why we're Mekel is because maybe the Isser is only on the first time. If you're like the first Menachem who comes to the Ovel, so then you can't speak until the Ovel opens up and shows that he's Ra'el L'Kabel Tanchumen. But once the Ovel demonstrated that he's Ra'el L'Kabel Tanchumen, so then you are allowed to speak. So that could be the pshat. Another reason why maybe you're not allowed to speak is as follows. Like we mentioned those YouTube videos about the really stupid things that people say in the Beis HaAvel. Really, really dumb. I was at a Beis HaAvel recently where a guy comes and says, you know, Baruch Dayan Emes, your mother died. I heard she was really sick for a long time and she just wasn't herself for the last couple of years. It must be such a trap. Like, I mean, the guys are going on, don't be an idiot. It's like the first mitzvah in Judaism is don't be an idiot, no? And like people, right, La'olam Yehei Oda means be a mensch, don't be a jerk, right? And people are not making this. So maybe the pshat is that the reason why I'm not supposed to speak is to show that there's be'etzim nothing to say. And you know what the Tanchumen is? Maybe the Tanchumen is just my presence. The fact that I come to be with you means that you're not alone. And that itself should present some degree of Nechama. You know, Sefer Eov has all of Eov's friends. And they think they're Mamish Kluger mentioned. They're like really smart people. And they give these very long dissertations that go on for Prakim and Prakim and Eov. And it makes no sense, no? And there's no Nechama that comes from the long speeches. Maybe the idea of Nichum Aveilim, and the Drisha has this, the Drisha assumes that the Kiyum of Nichum Aveilim does not involve saying anything. The Kiyum of Nichum Aveilim is being present. That's it. And maybe that's the reason why the halacha says that you're not allowed to speak. There's a very nice book by Dr. Joel Walowelski. You know, he's like the head of the Talmud department, I think, in Yeshiva Flatbush. So he has a book called The Mind of the Mourner, which you would think would be like all fluff, but it's actually very good. So Dr. Walowelski on page 42 presents this idea. The idea that my presence alone is the only real nechama, because I realize that words are going to be short, and maybe that's the pshat. Now, it happens that the Chafetz Chaim and the Sefer Avas Chesed disagrees. The Badei HaShulchan points out in the Biurim right here at the beginning of the Simen that the Chafetz Chaim and the Sefer Avas Chesed notes that the kiyum of nechama velem is when you say hamokim minachem eschem. That's what many people think, no? They think that the mitzvah is to say hamakom yinachem, and that's the whole mitzvah. L'cha'ora, according to the Prisha, the Drisha, that's not true. They say, the Prisha and Drisha are the same person, says that no, the Kiyum of Nichum Aveilim is just being present, which seems to me to be a little more mistaber. Now, hamakom yinachem is a little bit shver to be the mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim, like the Prisha asks. He says, one second, hamakom yinachem is a tefillah. How are you mekayim Nichum Aveilim? By davening. So maybe the pshat is similar to what we spoke about in the mitzvah Bikur Cholim, that the mitzvah is to daven in the presence of the Cholah, and in that way the Cholah shows that we care enough about him that we're davening. So maybe when we daven in the presence of the Avel recognizes that we care about him. The nafgamina as to whether Nichum Avelim of Saint Hamakom is a tefillah, is the Avel supposed to say Amen after? No? What's the novel supposed to say after Hamakim Nachem? Are you supposed to say thank you? She'll say Amen, right? If it's a kiyum of tefillah lecha ora, so you should say Amen. Again, the pashtus I think is that you should say Amen. That I think is the pashtus in the din of nichum avelim. The Sfaradim have a practice that they don't say Hamakim Nachem; they say Min Hashamayim Tenuhamu. So, right? Did I pronounce it right? It's your family.
One side.
Fine. Fine. Okay. Now, it's interesting that the Ramban has the following nusach in the Badei HaShulchan quotes this on page 73. The Ramban in the Torah Sa'odom on page Kufnun Gimel, I believe, has the following nusach, that you're not allowed to speak until the Avelim speak, and the first thing that you should say is Hamokam Yenachim. Right, the Ramban is mamish vakeret from our practice. Right, our practice is that on your way out you say Hamokam Yenachim. No, lecha ora from the Ramban in the Torah Ha'odom, what emerges? I did not see people who were meyer this, that Hamokam Yenachim should be in the beginning, and lecha ora the idea might be as follows. You're not allowed to speak until the Avel speaks. But maybe that idea is, I can't say my own words. But if I have a fixed formula, I say Hamakim Yenachem, it's not my own words. When the Avel reacts to the Hamakim Yenachem that I say, then I start to speak, no? I'm like prompting the Avel. I actually like this pshat. Now, some people think that you have to stand up when you say Hamakom Yenachem. No, you ever saw this at a Beis Avel? That people stand up? Lecha ora, there's absolutely no source in Judaism that I'm aware of. I'm hedging, right? Lecha ora, nothing I'm aware of that says that you have to stand up to do Nichum Avelim. I've seen many big Talmidei Chachamim who sit and say Nichum Avelim. And lecha ora, that makes a little bit of sense, the way we're saying it. If Hamakom Yenachem is what you say at the beginning, and then you leave when the Avel shakes his head, right? If you stand up, it shows you're on your way out already. Right? So it would make more sense to do the Ramban, I think, to say Hamakim Yenachem right at the beginning when you sit down, you say Hamakim Yenachem Eschem, and then, right, you see how the conversation goes. It is interesting to note that this din, that we're not menachem, that we can't speak until the Avel speaks, is found here in Simin Shin Ayin Vav. L'cha'ayra, there was a din of Nichum Avelim all the way earlier in the Beis HaKvaros, right, where Omed Olav Beshura, right, we spoke about that, and you say Hamokim Menachem over there. How come over there there's no din that you're not allowed to say something until the Avel gives indication? So Hanir Lafi and the Estati. It seems to me that the pshat is as follows. Many mitzvos that we have are incumbent on the yachid qua yachid, and they are also incumbent on the tzibur. Hanir Lafi and the Estati, I have not seen others who said this, but it seems that the very fact that shura requires a minyan, no? The Bach asks over here, how come the mechaber does not quote ein avelim min haminyan? With respect to Shura. The Torah does not quote that. Right? The Bach asks that question. But the din is that Shura requires a minyan. And we always try very hard to get a minyan at a Levaya. What's the pshat in a minyan? So I think the pshat is that there's a deal of a tzibur. And there's also the nichum avelim of the tzibur that we do Friday night when the Avel comes into shul. No? That's nichum avelim of a tzibur. So there's a din of a yachid in Nichum Avelim, and there's a din on the Tzibur. The Tzibur never requires permission for anything. The Tzibur just does it, no? the yachid requires permission. So nichum avim for the yachid, ein hamenacham im rishayim loftoach ad shiyiftecha avil. No, but for the tzibor, maybe we go on our own. Rav Soloveitchik used to comment that as a yachid, when I daven Shmona Esrei, I'm supposed to be ko'oni ba'pesach. I'm supposed to be like asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu with ko'mine ba'kashos. I'm undeserving, right? God, please, please, please. But the Baal Tefillah, when he gets up and he davens, the Baal Tefillah is toveya. He's demanding. No, it's a different mindset when you daven for an amud and when you are... Right? And I thought that maybe this is the same pshat with Nichum Aveilim. Maybe there's an Indian of Nichum Aveilim of a tzibur. Now, many of the Achrayim ask Akasha. You know, when we do the Nichum Aveilim of a tzibur, so the minhag in shuls is that you do it right before Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. Now, it is somewhat problematic, because it's already been Shabbos for like 10 minutes by the time you get there, especially you put up a Baal Tefillah who knows how to sing, and you have a Lecha Dodi that goes on, and it's beautiful, and everyone's into it, it's amazing, and we love it. But by the time you get to Mizmor Shir, it's already been Shabbos. So on Shabbos, you're not supposed to be Menachem Aveilim normally, right? You say Shabbos Himelanachem Unechama Krova Lovel, no? You don't say the normal Hamakom Yenachem Eschem. So everyone asks the Kasha, what about our practice? So it happens that in my shul I instituted that we do Nichum Aveilim before Lecha Dodi, after Mincha. Before Kabbalah Shabbos, before Lechun Aranah, not after Mincha. That's what I instituted in my shul. And I do think that this is a little bit better, because that way we're doing Nichum Aveilim not on Shabbos, no? Usually we finish Mincha like 2 minutes before Shkiyah. And then there's time for Nichum Aveilim before Shabbos actually begins. Beautiful. But this is not standard practice among Orthodox Jews. So I was just thinking that maybe the Pshat is Azoi. Perhaps the Isser of being Menachem Aveilim on Shabbos is an Isser in the Yochid. Right? In other words, what's the Isser of being Menachem Aveilim on Shabbos? The Pshat is that what? You don't have any time all week. You have to only do it on Shabbos. But maybe for the Tzibur, that's not a Taina. Because the tzibur really only comes together on Shabbos, no? As many, I was just speaking to LA this morning about different shuls, and some shuls have 3 minyanim for shachris in the morning, and that shows that like the shul has more serious Jews, and some shuls have like 1 minyan. But let's be honest, and the 3 minyanim for shachris that you have at a shul, you get a total of 75 men. And the same shul on a Friday night or a Shabbos day is getting 300, 400, nachon? So, push comes to shove. Unfortunately, we live in a reality that the tzibur is only really comes together on Shabbos, no? So, hanir lofi anis daiti, that may be the real isser. Again, I was thinking of asking Rav Shechter, but he decided to say shir today, so he left the base medrash. I couldn't ask him. But maybe the pshat is that nichum of a tzibur, there's no isser on Shabbos. Maybe that's an isser only on the yachid, right? The what's my raya? I'll tell you my raya. The Yerushalmi in Masechet Shabbos asks Akasha, how is it that on Shabbos when you bench you say re'enu zunenu? No, how do you say re'enu zunenu? Isn't that a question of bakashos? So the standard answer that is given is that there's no inyan of bakashos on Shabbos if it is Bakoshros Shel Rabbim. And the fact I'm saying it in, right, as a Tfilas Rabbim, maybe that helps the issue. And perhaps something akin to that we could say over here, I'm not sure, you have to look. The Bahag very often counts, I did not check into this, the Bahag very often counts the same mitzvah twice, no? If you look in the Minyan HaMitzvahs of the Bahag, for example, by Nesias Kapayim, by Duchening, he quotes 2 mitzvahs. 1 mitzvah on the Kohanim, and 1 mitzvah on the whole Tzibur, no? No, the Charedim has a mitzvah that the Tzibur has a mitzvah, Lehisbareich, no? The most assume the mitzvah is on the Kohanim, not on the Tzibur, right? The Bahag says both. And many mitzvahs that we have the Bahag will count twice, once for the Yachid, once for the Tzibor. We have to look at Nichum Aveilam. Is there an Inyan of Nichum Aveilam B'Tzibor? But it seems like we do have it a little bit. I think from Shura and from Nichum Aveilam on Friday night, we do see somewhat that there is an Inyan of the Tzibor. Again, this is my idea. If you don't like it, so don't rate it on the test. If you don't rate it on the test, you'll probably lose points. But it's your choice. Yeah.
Is it a din in the Tzibor themselves to be Menachem Aval, or is it about the person experiencing the Nichum Avelim of the Tzibor?
Right, so you're asking, is it the mitzvah of the Tzibor? Is it that the Yachid, the Avel, has to experience? So I'm not sure. I think the Pashtus in Nichum Avelim on the Yachid is that it's a mitzvah on me to be Menachem Avel. And Hu Hadin, I would say, there's a mitzvah on the Tzibor to be Menachem Avel. Like, how else do we explain this practice that most shuls have? I think every shul that I'm aware of has this practice. Right? And the Shura...
So the Shura is also a din of the Tzibor to make sure that there is a Shura.
Nachon, you have to ensure that there's a Tzibor at the Levaya, and then when you have a Tzibor... By the way, Reb Feivel points out in one place that the way we do Shura is against the Pashtus in the Gemara, especially the way the Ramban and Teresa Adam says. The way we have Shura is we line up two parallel lines, the other walks between. The Ramban notes, and the Pashtus of the Gemara is like this, that the Gemara speaks about that you're only putter from Kriyash Ma if you're in the outside row. Right? If you're in the inside row, where the Avel is going to pass by. The Pashtus is that the Avel walks by to the left side of the two, three, four rows, depending how many people you have. Each row should have 10, at least. Right? Each row should have 10 people. And the idea is that all the people are on one side. Right? For some reason, we do Shura differently than it says in the Gemara, V'hadavar Tzarech Iyun.
Is there an Indian of separating men and women at the
shir? So, at my grandmother's Levaya, at my aunt's Levaya. My grandma's Levaya was in Eretz Yisrael. My aunt's Levaya over here. So, my cousin, Nochem Katz, the one who learns B'chavrusa with Reb Feivel, he made like a whole stink that how come we have women in the shir? It's like it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says for sure you need 10 anoshim. So I point out, you have 10 anoshim. It doesn't say anywhere that you need a mechitza. Why not have the men and women together? I don't know any makoros on this. I don't know. It could be that in the minhag Yerushalayim, not to have women go to the kavura, is somehow based on something along these lines. If I believe the Geshur HaChaim notes something like that, but you'd have to, I'm going like from memory from a while ago. But I think that makes sense. Okay. Hamokei Menachem Eschem B'sof Shar Ve'Leitzim V'Yerushalayim. We say it in the plural. The Yekes will say for a single Avel Hamokei Menachem Osecha. For a single Avela, they'll say Osach. No? It's almost like Rosh Hashanah night that you test people on their knowledge of Hebrew grammar. No? Right, the Shana Tova Tikatevna
v'Tichatemna. They don't say na anymore. What? They don't say na anymore. They don't teach that anymore.
They don't even teach that one. Yeah. But that's the way we learned when I was in elementary school. We learned Tichatemna v'Tichatemna. Right, whatever. So the Yekes switch the nosach, and they assume that's not a question of being Mishan Mapei Shetavu Chachamim, because this is not Mishan Mimapei Shetavu Chachamim. It could be that the pshat in most normal Jews that you always say Eschem is because Nichum Aveilim is not only for the Avel sitting, but there's a din of being Menachem, the Neshama. The Gemara says, Shabbos Kufnun Beis, that when someone is Nifter and doesn't leave over Yarshim, this din makes it here to Shulchan Aruch and Shin Ayin Vav, someone is Nifter, Sif Gimel, someone is Nifter and doesn't leave over Yarshim, so Asar B'nei Adam should come and Yoshim B'mkomo. That's the way the Mechaber says it. That's Dina de Gemara. The Ramah, for some reason, diverges from the Halacha in the Gemara. And the Ramah says that you should just stop in that person's house during the Shiva. By the Lubavitcher Rebbe, they had 10 people sitting there for the whole week of Shiva to be Mekayim the Rambam. The Rebbe was very into the Rambam. Okay, beautiful. Now, the way most Rishonim understand that Gemara is that you should go to Makomo Shel Hames, should go to his place, because Nafsho Shel Adam Misabelas Olav, that the person's neshama is misabel on the person's guf. Right? And the neshama and the guf had this very close relationship for 50, 60, 70, 80 years, and the neshama is misabel on the guf. So ken zayin, that we say, hamokom yenachem eschem, right, because we are basically being menachem the neshama after. Maybe that's the pshat. We already spoke about nichum aveilim and pikacholim, which one comes first, that we discuss in Simin Shin Shin Lamed Hey, so it's not kedai to go back and discuss that. There is a din here in Shulchan Aruch. Sif Beis, Habon l'chaber es chaver v'lokom yipon of omelo sheif. Right, if someone wants to stand up for me, I say, no, sit. But for an ova, for a chayla, you shouldn't say shave, because that implies that you should sit in your avelos, or you should sit in your illness, and that's not proper. Then there are certain stupid things that you shouldn't say, but people say anyway, etc. These are all dinim that are quoted here in the Mechaber and the Ramah. Most achronim assume that the ova himself does not stand up, even for a Talmud Chacham. I was at a shiva house recently, that I walked into the shiva house right when Reb David Cohen walked in, and the avelim all stood up. I assumed that they're standing up for me. It turned out they're standing up for Reb David Cohen. Like, oh, what's going on here? No, but so the avelim are not supposed to stand up for a Talmud Chacham. And there are different reasons I quoted in Poskim for this. One reason that's quoted, you could look at this in the Gilead Maharsha. Reb Shlomo Eger points this out very nicely. One reason that's given is because the avel is torod, and because the avel is torod, so the assumption is that people are meichel to him. You're meichel to the avel. Again, the Badei HaShulchan assumes that these are two separate reasons, Haner Lofi and the Yestaiti, that it's the same reason, and he also in the bracket entertains that's the same reason, so I'll say it like this. But the Pshat is, because I'm torod, yeah, you know that the Avel, he's so ibefatracht, he's so bothered, he's thinking about different stuff, so you're going to be meichel, him standing up for you. That's one reason. Another reason could be, because it is knat kima sheyesh bo hider. The Gemara says that if I'm sitting on the Beis HaKisei and the Talmud Chacham walks in, so you don't stand up, because it's not kima sheyesh bo hider. Hu adin an Avel, it's not kima sheyesh bo hider, because the Avel is ma'olel be'efer karno. The Avel is sitting and he's all like in the dust, in the dirt. He's mamish, like a... That's not kima sheyesh bo hider. The Achronim say there's two nafgaminos between these reasons, no? One nafgamina is, what about on Tisha B'Av? Do you have to stand up for a Talmud Chacham on Tisha B'Av? Now, obviously, we're talking about Tisha B'Av until Chatzais, when you're sitting on the ground. At that time, you are Me'ulal Be'efer Karanai. You're sitting in the dust. On the other hand, if the Svara is that you're Torod, Lamaisa, you're not so Torod on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is, as the Gemara describes, Avelos Yeshona, as opposed to Avelos Chadosha. Tisha B'Av, we're not so sad, right? If anything, Rabbi Rosenzweig once commented on Tisha B'Av in the Fifth Avenue Synagogue, when I went to hear him, that Tisha B'Av is the opposite of Avelos. In Avelos, in some ways, we feel a certain way, and therefore we act based on how we feel. On Tisha B'Av, what we are doing is we are acting in order to create the feelings. Right? And Rabbi Rosenzweig noted that for this reason, many Rishonim, and he gave a whole list at that time, many Rishonim assume that there's a heter to learn devarim ra'im and bimei avelos. You're allowed to if you want. On Tisha B'Av, one could argue there's a chiyuv to learn devarim ra'im. Because the idea of Tisha B'Av is, I don't really feel the avelos, and I have to create that feeling, no? It's almost like a Sefer HaChinuch idea in the midst of Karban Pesach, of acharei ha'pu'ulos, Nimshachim halavavos. I guess if I'm in this room, I'm allowed to say over Rabbi Rosenzweig Torah. No? Oh, sorry. Whatever. This is Rabbi Sabalovsky Torah. I can't do that. Like, he's too funny. But the point is, the difference between Avelos Yeshana and Avelos Chadosha is that in Avelos Yeshanah, in the Tisha B'Av, you're not Torod. So if the reason why an Avel does not stand up is because the Avel is Torod, so in Tisha B'Av you have to stand up. However, it's because of Me'ulol Be'efer Karno, so in Tisha B'Av also there's no need to stand up for Talmud Chacham. Next question. Does an Avel have to stand up for a Sefer Torah that comes by? No? Now, one could argue that if it's out Torod / Mechila, so maybe a person is Meichel, but the Sefer Torah is Lo Adam Hu Lehis Necham, right? The Sefer Torah can't be Mochel on standing up, so you'd have to stand up. However, if it's because of Kima She'en Bo Hider, so then Lecha Ora, there's no inyan to stand up for a Sefer Torah that comes by as well. One could argue, it would end up a little bit funny, and Reb Fievel notes this in one of the Be'urim, as such, because the din of standing up for a Talmud Chacham and standing up for a Sefer Torah, the Gemara connects based on the Kal V'chomer. No? Mipaneha omdim, right? Mipnei lomdeha omdim, mipaneha lo kol shekin, the Gemara says in Kedushin, right? The Mashra asks, the Gemara in Marcus, the Seisa, the Gemara in Kedushin, that's like for advanced Talmud. But the point is, since I stand up for Talmidei Chachamim, right, I also stand up for the Torah. Now what's going to emerge over here is that if I accept the reason of Torod, so then by Torod I'm not going to stand up for a Talmud Chacham, but he still will stand up for a Sefer Torah, and that's like the opposite of the... Well, actually, no, that works. No, that does work. Okay, I don't know. I don't get the kasha.
That we learn Sefer Torah from Talmud
Chacham. We learn Sefer
Torah
from Talmud
Chacham. So you're not going to stand for Talmud
Chacham,
but you're going to stand for Sefer
Torah. Yeah, but Sefer Torah is more Chacham than Talmud Chacham. So, like, I don't know. Okay. Now, in the Tshuvas Yabia Omer, Chela Gimel Simon Chav Zayin, so Chacham Ovadia notes that the reason of being Me'ula Be'efer Karno doesn't really hold water with respect to not standing up, because the Gemara uses that same pasuk Me'ula Be'efer Karno to tell me that an Ovel B'Yom Rishon is Potter Min HaTfilin. L'cha'ore Me'ula Be'efer Karno is only the first day of Avelos. Is Yom Mar, right? It's Yom Mar. It's a very bitter day. It's a very difficult day. So then we could say, only B'yom Rishon you shouldn't stand up, and yet the halacha is, an Avel does not stand up for anything. There is a discussion about what Al Yiftach Piv L'Satan really means. It appears here in the Ramon, Se'if Beis. You shouldn't say that I didn't get punished as much as I deserve, because Al Yiftach Piv L'Satan... I have like a whole shtickle Torah that I wrote about this. A young woman in my shul is a psychologist, and the type of therapy that she engages in is like desensitization therapy, right? In other words, that you want to get the person closer and closer to the thing. It's like if someone's like scared of spiders, right? So where does Al Yiftach Peh L'Satan play a role? That's what she asked me. So I looked into that whole sugya. I have a arichus on this, but it seems to me that it is not kedai. Okay. The most interesting and important issue that comes up in Siman Shin Ayin Vav is saying Kaddish. The Gemara says that you're not supposed to say Kaddish toich dalar amos. And you're supposed to be marchik to say Kaddish. Today we actually say Kaddish even toich dalar amos. Many of the Mefarshim say, I believe the Aruch HaShulchan has this, that we don't need to be marchik because we bury the mace deep. It's like in the Rishus Acher, so you don't have to be marchik. And thus I shouldn't say a Kaddish in front of the Aron, in front of the coffin, right? I shouldn't say a Kaddish. But once the mace is kavur, so then it's not such a problem. You're supposed to be marchik dalar amos. There are dinim here in the Mechaber about at the end of a levaya to show our belief in Tchiyas HaMesim. I believe many rabbonim don't do this, and it's really proper to do. To show our belief in Tchiyas HaMesim, you should take some afar and some grass, pick it up and throw it over your head or over your shoulder. There are two different opinions here in the Be'er Hagola, where you throw it over your head or over your shoulder, and you say some pasuk. What pasuk are you saying? So one version is that you say, V'yatzitzu me'ir ke'esef arit zochu ki'afar anachnu, that you say that just like that we're going to go back to dirt, and just like the dirt can propagate new growth, and the grass that you pluck when you throw it causes new things to grow, so also we believe in the Tchias HaMesim as a physical reality. Right? In other words, that we express our belief in Ikarei HaEmuna in Tchias HaMesim. Another approach that many Rishonim have over here in the Beis Yosef, he quotes in the Kolbo, that we take dirt and we take grass, and the grass is similar to hyssop, to Agudas Ezov, and we wash our hands after. Because we're saying that when you have a mace, the only thing that's mechaper for the mace is Para Aduma. Para Aduma involves Esev as Ezov and Ofar and etc. And then the washing of the hand. And it's also like Para Aduma is necessary. And also it's like Egla Arufa, that we wash our hands along the lines of Egla Arufa, as if to say, Yodeinu lo shofchu es adam hazev, einenu lo ra'u, that we were not responsible for this person dying. So, again, these are all ideas. I think it's actually at a levaya, if any of you are going to be rabbis, when you officiate a levaya, by keeping the halachos and explaining why you do things, you accomplish a great deal. Right? Like you explained, Reb Kiva Eger over here quotes, that you don't hand the shovel from person to person. Because kavura is a mitzvah. But there are certain mitzvahs that we want to do, certain mitzvahs we don't want to do. No? Achilas masa you want to do. Achilas mara you don't want to do. Right? It's a mitzvah like maror. It's a bitter mitzvah. So we do it reluctantly. You do the mitzvah reluctantly. Like you can make these little speeches, again, to get into practical rabbinics of 30 seconds, I think it's actually of some value to do that. There is a thing which I don't really explain to people because I don't understand it, about sitting down 3 times, 7 times. The way the Ramah quotes it, it's after the kavur you sit down 3 or 7 times to be mavriach the ruchos ra'os because demons come. I don't explain that stuff. But we do stop on the way to kavura. Our minhag of doing the ma'amadais, of stopping, is we do it on the way to kavura. Medina, the Ramah quotes this practice after the kavura. Va'ani lo mevin, how come we switched that practice? I mean, Eretz Yisrael, the Chever Kaddishas have different practices. They have us do a dance around the Kever. You ever saw that? The Chever Kaddishas in Eretz Yisrael, like, link hands, and the mamish do like a yeshivish dance. Hey, it's like, what the heck? No? Okay, that's how they do it. Saying Kaddish. The source of saying Kaddish comes in a number of svarim. The Darkei Moshe over here, actually, in Ois Ches, gives you a list of these sources for Amiras Kaddish. The Kolbo has it, that they once found a person who was Mekoshesh Eitzim, who was like gathering wood. They ask, how can you gathering wood? He says, I light the fires for Gehenim, and my father is burning in Gehenim. And then they told this guy, you know what, daddy won't be burning if you say Kaddish for him. The Maisa, the way it's quoted in the Or Zeruah, is that daddy appears to the son with a black face because he's constantly being burned, Be'esh Shel Gehenim. And if the son, and we're talking about a son who's a katan, says Kaddish, right, in the Or Zeruah it's quoted as a Maisa B'Rabbi Akiva, no? I don't know if we're allowed to quote this anymore, but in Leon Wieseltier's book called Kaddish, he gives you the whole Arichus Devarim in all of the Rishonim. Right? Wieseltier also got mitu'd. I think that's like a verb now. But there's a lot of literature about the original source of Amiras Kaddish. Kaddish, the way we have the text, has nothing to do with the dead. The Kaddish HaGadol that you say at the Kavura and at a Siyum Mesechta does have to do, Ba'amad Hu Asid L'Schadato La'achya Mesaya, that mentions Tchiyas HaMesim Beferish, no? But the regular Kaddish doesn't. By the way, we only say the same Kaddish at Siyum Mesechta and at a Kavura because every individual is like a Mesechta. You have to learn people Be'iyun with the Rashi and with the Taisvis. You have to really know what the person stands for, what motivated them, and chapo the stiras in the person, resolve those stiras. That, I think, is the reason why it's the same Kaddish. That's just like rabbinic drush. But I don't think that's bad rabbinic drush, actually. Now, I like all my rabbinic drush. So in terms of the Kaddish, there's a few interesting things that come up. There's a machlokes between the Taz here in Sifkatin Dalet and the Shach in the Kudas HaKesef. The Taz says that in Onain, before the Kavura on Shabbos, the Taz says that you can say Kaddish. Because Kaddish has nothing to do with Avelos. The Shach jumps up and down, spits water and nickels, and says, no, you shouldn't say Kaddish. Because Kaddish has to do with Pidyon from Gehenem, and Kaddish has to do with Pidyon from Gehenem, and there's no Gehenem until the Kavura. Reb Fivel Cohen understands that we should pass on like the Taz over here, because although there's no Gehenem before Kavura, in the Sefer Ma'avar Yabok, they quote that there's many different... It's, any of you guys had to read in like college Dante, the Inferno? It's a classic work of literature that goes through different levels of hell. In all likelihood, the only people who ever read this book or when doctorally assigned it to them were Reb Aaron Lichtenstein, Zichrono Levracha, who probably read it just for fun at some point. But in the Inferno, Dante describes different levels of hell, different levels of purgatory. Again, people think that's not our tradition. It's actually not true. In the Ma'avar Yabok, we do have traditions of different levels of hell, and maybe full Gehenim only comes after Kavura, but there are other things that you could be paid at your father from beforehand. Reb Moshe Feinstein, alternatively in Chelak Gimel Simen Kuf Samech, Reb Moshe has a different take on it. Reb Moshe feels that you can say the Kaddish before the Kavura, like the Taz, because, says Reb Moshe, when the Shach says that you don't say Kaddish, what the Shach just means is that there's no chiyuv to say Kaddish, but if you want to, you certainly can. That's Reb Moshe's understanding of the Machlokes Shach and Taz over here. Again, it's interesting. Rav Soloveitchik in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav paskin like the Shach, though, that you don't say Kaddish beforehand. Even though the Avelim who stay behind and begin Shiva do say Kaddish before the Kavura, and Rav Shachter asks, with Tzarechi, and these two Pesachim are so ser Ahadadi. Okay, what can we do? There's a discussion in the Pesachei Tshuva Sifkatin Gimel and in the Pesachei Tshuva Sifkatin Tes. No, Sifkatin Gimel and Sifkatin Zayin about whether a daughter says Kaddish, no? The Chabos Yo'ir writes that fundamentally the Kaddish for a son and Kaddish for a daughter accomplish the same things for the Neshama. However, you shouldn't have girls say Kaddish, you shouldn't have women say Kaddish, Lo Lahachlish Koach HaMinhagim, no? In our communities, in our modern Orthodox communities, I think we dafka should encourage women to say Kaddish. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik lost a grandson, and he wrote a small kuntras on Avelos called Old Yosef Yitzchak Beni, Old Yosef Yisrael Beni Chai. And in that book, Rav Aaron says that since Alpi Halacha it's permitted for women to say Kaddish, if we're going to deny them the ability to say Kaddish, so they'll just go to the conservative movement. And therefore, Rav Aaron feels that we should encourage women to say Kaddish. Rav Henkin writes that if a woman says Kaddish, you should always have a man saying with her. Rav Shechter does not understand that, Rav Henkin. Rav Shechter says that his father, Zichrono Levracha, Rav Melech Shechter, remember that in Europe, the Yisomos used to come into Shul, walk into the men's section, and say Kaddish over there. And no men would say with them. Rav Shechter, however, has an approach that Rabbi Warman also has, I think, in Chelak Dalet of She'eris Yosef. Rabbi Warman and Rav Shechter both say that a woman should not say Kaddish from the Ezras Noshim if you have a permanent mechitza. Because when you have a permanent mechitza, the woman is in the Rishus Achim, she's not Mitzuruf to the Minyan, and you're not allowed to say Kaddish when you have no Tziruf to a Minyan. If you have a movable mechitza, like in my show downstairs, we have a movable mechitza. Upstairs, we have a permanent mechitza. So Rav Shechter holds that women are allowed to say Kaddish downstairs, not upstairs. I asked him, but upstairs, we have like the movable doors. So he said, maybe, something like that. Dr. Sarah Rieger, who davens in my show, I mentioned her yesterday. She, when she lost her father, she was davening in Brookline one day, Massachusetts, and she was saying Kaddish, and Rav Soloveitchik answered her Kaddish, even though there were no other men saying. That's the story that she tells. I have no reason to deny that story. It seems correct. I personally feel that we should encourage women to say Kaddish, because in our world, anything that will bring women into shul is a good thing. when people are in avelos, they often feel very distant from God, very distant from community. Saying Kaddish can be something that really gets people to make a stronger commitment to Torah and mitzvahs, so it's a very good thing. There's a discussion here in the Maharik that the Dr. Moshe quote about grandchildren saying Kaddish. Pashtus is that a grandchild can say Kaddish if no one else is around, and those communities like embroiders where only one person says Kaddish, so then the grandchildren get fewer Kaddishim than everyone else. But the Pashtus is a grandchild should say Kaddish. This is the Maharik that the Shach quotes in Yerideya Simon Aleph, where the Maharik writes that a milsed lo shchicha lo shayach bol kayach minhag. Right? Which is very interesting because like grandchildren saying Kaddish is not that rare, no? I've had experiences with this, and grandchildren saying Kaddish, like the parent can't, the parent is not religious, unable, dead, something like that. So that is a little interesting. There is a question about someone Rav Schechter discussed, if you have a question when the Yahrzeit is. So Rav Schechter feels like Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zichrono Livracha, that you do the Yahrzeit on the later day, because the Cheskes Chai is poshet the suffix as to when the guy died. Even though a chazakah should not be valuable on something that's fundamentally a sveika dedina, nonetheless, many achronim say that we do allow chazakos to have impact even on something that is considered a sveika dedina. So, Mirta Hashem, I think we did much of what we wanted to do in Shin Ayin Vav. We should daven mincha with Yalav Yavo because it is Rosh Chodesh. And I hope on Sunday, I might have to say early Shir Sunday, but I hope on Sunday, like, I might want to say Shir at 10. I hope on Sunday we'll have Shir and move on. We're going to try to do as much as we can in Hilchos Avelos. There's even chance that we could finish it, depending on how quickly I could talk and how much Shir I say. Okay, gentlemen, have a wonderful and blessed day.